another production from Solid Gold Podcast.
And welcome to it. Yes, this is sapeople.com and I'm Melanie Walker, flying solo today as Jenny Batzer is flying in the air. Yeah, that's the nice thing with travel opening up and people can get out and about and have a good time, you know, and just go and visit people. So anyway, Jenny, I hope you're having a vaguely good time. Well, some people who have been flying around the world, of course, are the Boca, who we are very happy to say did win their last test match in Sydney. 24-8. That was brilliant. I think with their previous performance, a lot of us were sitting there going, oh my gosh, are we going to lose again? But this is their first test win in Australia since 2013. And by the way, this weekend, starting on Friday, Rugby World Cup Sevens are in Cape Town. So do yourself a favor while you're going there, if you are going to go and watch them. And why wouldn't you? Because the Blitzbocker are fantastic. Look out for the green plastic rubbish bags at the venue. All the plastic which is generated at the match will be converted into Resin 8, an eco aggregate which will be incorporated in concrete blocks to build homes. 100% of the plastic waste is used, which I think is absolutely brilliant. Well done, all of you getting on board with this. So the players, the males and females, helped build homes last week at Garden Cities, which is a development outside Cape Town, for these affordable homes. And, you know, it looks to be like it's South Africa's most sustainable rugby event ever. I think that's great. Part of a plan by the World Rugby Sevens, and there was actually a pilot project at a Springbok match earlier that helped build three homes. Okay, so if you love your rugby and you love your planet, well, go along and get involved if you're going to be there. Let's find a way of getting rid of all this plastic, the scourge of the earth. As you might have known, I was up and down the beach putting my back out, collecting plastic on the beach, and that is a big thing. And you would need to be doing this every single day. So let's do what we can to help them build homes for other people. Sounds great. And banking, oh gosh, here we go again. Load shedding. Yeah, it's back and it's on until Saturday. And for some light commentary, however, if you want to see the funnier side of things, or that it doesn't seem like it's much fun, you can watch Sammy Hall Says. Her latest video, Do Not Kur Me Mur Eskom, sums up what it's like for South Africans. And she also does the best post-rugby reviews and she tells it like it is. And by the way, she's featured on Carte Blanche, the podcast.
For over 30 years, we've been uncovering high-level corruption, holding crooks accountable, and meeting a few inspiring and intriguing characters along the way. Now, join us as we take a step in a new direction with Carte Blanche, the podcast. Unique stories, unique perspectives, with new episodes uploaded throughout the week, available anytime, anywhere. That's Carte Blanche, the podcast. Find us wherever you access your favorite podcasts.
So here's some news for expats. The US President Joe Biden will welcome Ramaphosa to the White House on Friday the 16th. That's this coming Friday, for various talks on trade, the Ukraine, etc. My gosh, I wish I was going to be a fly on the wall for that one, especially when it comes to the Ukraine situation, knowing how South Africans tend to be on the side of, I believe, the Russians, which I find, well, whatever, what can we say? Let's get moving on that. We've got some great news in from expats who live, you know, South Africans who live around the world. The Wallabies team posted a fab video of Irben Etzebeth and Alan Alatola, and they were making up after the match. Remember that whole picture, watching Irben's face of fury, which made world headlines? Well, they actually ended up shaking hands and sharing beers. I don't think they actually shared the same beer. They had their own. Even though we are now kind of not in lockdown anymore, I still think we should be a little bit more circumspect about how we share things. But after seeing the makeup video, one proud SA expat in Sydney said, "Great to see. This is why I love rugby. You play your guts out on the field and have a few cold ones after. Much respect to these two great players." Well, other rugby fans in Durban said that they have seasoned tickets, and Australians are always the friendliest and most responsive and engaging with the crowds and fans. Yeah, this is why we love rugby, okay? It's a hooligans game played by gentlemen, unlike soccer, which is a gentleman's game played by hooligans and crybabies by the lots of it. No, I'm only joking, soccer fans, but I am a rugby girl. My blood is green. Staying with sport, teen Peter Kutsia, who's only 18 years old, won the World Juniors gold in the 200-meter backstroke in Peru and broke a record as well. So that's really fabulous. Keep on going, sportsmen. You make our hearts and our brains proud. Okay, local good news. And this is a thing. And if you're a car fanatic, I'm sure that you'll have been wishing that you could actually have enough money to buy one of these. The Mercedes-Benz Maybach S680 4MATIC Edition 100 was auctioned off on Saturday night by Mercedes-Benz South Africa for 6.9 million rand. And the money is going to Gift of the Givers. Of course, that's one of our favorite things ever. The car is one of only 100 models globally and the only one in South Africa, and it was bought by a collector. Oh, and by the way, if you want to give some money to Gift of the Givers, you can do it without even thinking about it. If you go and get a My School, My Village, My Planet card, you can take it and say, right, my recipient is going to be Gift of the Givers. If you don't have any kids at school, because it has been set up originally as a My School card to go and help schools, but now we can actually do good for the planet and other people as well. Well, one of the things we have a problem with here in South Africa, and my goodness, how many days does it take to fix a leak in Johannesburg? I've been reporting two specific leaks where there's water pouring out from an underground burst pipe through the tar. It's just lifted tar up and is running everywhere. And despite 4 days of reporting, it still hasn't been collected. And we do live in a water-stressed country, so people, you really need to start looking at what you're doing with water. And if I see one more person washing down the road outside their house and you say to them, why are you washing the road with drinking water? And they say, oh, because it comes from a borehole. Trust me, borehole owners, it's going to lower the water level in all of the boreholes and the water table, and eventually there's going to be no water there, and you'll be really sad that you have actually been using that really good, clean water to just wash the road, which seems a bit silly. But I mean, that's what you have brooms for, people. Go and use a broom. Well, as the water crisis continues, there are schools where learners are sent home due to the lack of water. And back to Gift of the Givers, they've been helping with this. This week, they delivered a couple of tanks, water tanks, to two schools that requested them in Fort Beaufort so the kids can go to school. So please don't forget, you can support them by visiting their site and donating as well. Okay, SA People's Facebook page for subscribers has had fabulous wildflower photos, and I'm so envious of all the people that are going down to check out the wildflowers. I'll get there again one day. But there was also snow on the Matruis Mountains yesterday. So I'm sitting there thinking, all right, when is it going to get cold in Johannesburg? As we thought, everybody thinks, oh, 1st of September, spring day. No, the 1st of September is not spring day. It's just when the pools open, although they keep them open a lot these days. 23rd of September is when we're looking at spring, guys. Okay, and then there's also been a fuel price decrease from today, which I'm very thankful for. I mean, it's just like, but unfortunately, we know the food prices won't go down. And it feels like just in a case of 1 month, how food prices have gone up so hectically. I don't know how people are actually managing to buy anything. So, you know, go out there and be kind. If you say, I know every single street corner in Johannesburg has somebody asking for a hand up, but please do, you know, just buy them a loaf of bread, some pap or something, and you'll be doing something great for people who can't afford their food at the moment. And on to a little bit of entertainment here. Johnny Clegg's autobiography, Scattering of Africa, has been shortlisted for SA's prestigious Literary Award, the Sunday Times ZA Literary Award. J.C. Clegg said, "We feel very proud as a family that this book that he worked so hard on is being celebrated in this way. Thank you to Pan Macmillan South Africa and Alison Lowry for helping us bring this book to fruition. And thanks to everyone who read and connected with it on such a deep level. Halala." Okay, and one of the most viral videos this week was the Gautrain flash mob proving me. She says, Jenny, this is Jenny giving me notes, okay? Proving that I should use the Gautrain to get to Pretoria for sting. No, Jen, I don't know how far it is from the Gautrain to get to where the stadium is. So if somebody can tell me that, please go and put it up on the SA People Facebook page and maybe I'll consider doing it. And then hopefully somebody will do a flash mob because I've never seen one. I'd love to. We're talking about one of my favorite people, Jo Mpankunu. He's the cabbage bandit we spoke about, I think, about a year ago, who was in trouble with Metro for planting cabbages on his verge. I think what the problem was eventually was that there was nowhere for pedestrians to walk, so people came to his aid. But he won his court case, and he has these wonderful posts where he takes the food that he's growing on his pavement, and he goes and he takes it to places to help feed the elderly. He says there's a whole bunch of elderly people who are living on their own. Some of them have got mental issues now, and nobody is is looking after them. So he's on this mission. And I really do exhort you, as I said just now, if you know of somebody who's aged and has nobody to look after them, please just, you know, go and take them a little care package. Do what Jaw is doing as well. Grow some veggies and share the love. And going on to other people who are doing really great things as well, a dad in Mamelodi who was retrenched is fixing potholes to feed his family. It's a great story. I mean, I don't know where he's getting all of his bits and pieces from. I think that, the money that he gets from taxi drivers who are relieved because they're paying him regularly to fix the potholes because it costs less than having to fix their cars. We live in a place called Pothole's. Welcome to Pothole's here in Gauteng. So, you know, do what you can, guys. Then down to Cape Town, the Table Mountain Aerial Cableway has extended its birthday month offer. You can collect and redeem your free birthday cableway ticket on any day of the calendar month in which your birthday falls. So if your birthday is in October, you must use the free pass in October. Right. Back onto the entertainment a little bit. Okay, Showmax won 45 awards, and I know Jenny's been very excited about this, about the Showmax channel being nominated for so many. And this was 45 awards at the SAFTAs on Saturday night, over half the content prizes. The biggest winners were Tally's Baby Diaries and Glasshouse, which are both on Showmax, and Deep City, 5 awards each. We've got the list on SA People of the SAFTA shows to watch as well, by the way. Now, Ludic, I know that we spoke about this last week with Arnold Forslew and Rob van Vuren, who pretty much steals the show. It was actually because Viv for Mark said, you know what, he's really good in this, so keep watching it. It was only because I realized that I was watching the dubbed version, why it sounded so very strange. But you can watch it in the original language, which is so much better. It just changed the entire feel of the program for me. And I really, really enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing and was very glad I did. Okay, so you must watch it in Afrikaans first. Okay, it's also the first Afrikaans series on Netflix. Now, if you're abroad, you can watch Carte Blanche on Showmax overseas, right? And catch Derek Watts joining the inimitable Guijo squad, which he told us all about on the previous podcast. It's lovely. I mean, Derek just does some lovely stuff. So go and check it out, guys. One of the other things that we didn't get into talking about last week was one of our wonderful, he's kind of a jazz, but a crossover trumpeter and flugelhorn player, Marcus. He conducted the Philharmonic Orchestra in England a couple of weeks ago. So if you want to go and find that story as well, I mean, it just proves that we have got some of the best people in the world when it comes to not just sport and movie making, but in music as well. I mean, really go and support local and you'll never be sad that you did so. And what have we got coming up? Well, next week, Jenny will be writing a story about a pollution problem in her hometown of Salt Rock and a wonderful group that has risen out of it to tackle the problem. So, yeah, I mean, we've got to take our lead from so many people who are doing wonderful things across the world and across our country specifically. And, of course, if you're a South African abroad, I'm sure there's ways you can get involved as well. Oh, and by the way, don't forget that the annual South African National Parks Week will this year be taking place from the 12th to the 16th of September. So that's, like, really coming up. So, for instance, you can visit the Kruger for free. But that's for the entry. It's not for your accommodation. So you need to organize accommodation and pay for that yourself. So that's it. If you want to find out more stories that are coming up on SA People, and just pop along to the website. Otherwise, go and check out the Facebook page, SA People for South Africans and expats abroad all over the world. Put your stories there. Share your pictures. We love seeing the beauty that is our beautiful country. And of course, we'll catch up with you again next week. Take care.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.